This is Annette Letty interviewing Bill Berkson in the Archives of American Art offices in New York City on September 29th, 2015. Card number one. Okay. You were born in 1939 in New York City. So how did your family come to New York?
They came separately. My mother was born in Crawfordsville, Indiana in 1903. And she, late in life, she said all she could think of was going to New York. Partly, I think, because her father had left the family. He never remarried or anything. There was no divorce. But he left the family to make his fortune, if not fame, as a theatrical producer in New York. Actually, before she was, a couple of years before she was conceived even, and then, you know, obviously paid a visit to the family, and she was conceived and she was born in 1903. So she always said she wanted to go to New York as quickly as possible, which probably was following his pattern, not necessarily to see him. So when she finished high school and she had she was interested in art, and she had some ambition for herself to be a sculptor. She left quickly for Indianapolis and went to the John Heron Art Institute there for maybe a year. And I think that's where she met her first husband, who was a kind of, always described as a kind of a ne'er-do-well. And that marriage didn't last very long. But anyway, they met in Indianapolis and went together to Chicago, where she enrolled at the Art Institute of Chicago to be a sculptor.
What year would that be then?
Well,
1920
or so.
Yeah.
1920 or so. I think she was in New York by 1922 or 23. Anyway, there they were, and she said that at some point while she was at the Art Institute, she realized that the world didn't need her sculpture. And so she, I think it was that she realized she wasn't going to be number one. And she was a character, it was in her character to want to be the best at whatever it was that she was going to do. And so she wasn't sure what she was going to do, but she started, she had a taste for fashion, I think, and she started writing for one of the Chicago papers, I think it was the Chicago Tribune, a column on what's in the stores, and, you know, like at Marshall Field and so forth. Which is interesting because at that point my father would have been probably, and he was 2 years younger than she, probably enrolled at the University of Chicago as a political science student and already beginning a career in journalism, but they didn't meet then. And so I think after a year or so in Chicago, she went to New York and she got a job doing publicity in a public relation or press press agent's office, doing publicity for writers and publishers. And one point she said, she really should have been interviewed for the archives about this. One point the her boss said, you know so much about art, why don't you do the same thing we're doing here for writers, do it for artists and art galleries. And so she did. She started doing that in